From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Kevin Foley, reading Keohok, Forgotten Arrows, by Craig Fraley. Now let's begin with Keohok, Forgotten Arrows. Chapter 1. Lake Shinoah, Nevada Desert, June, the present. Old Man Turner, owner of the Triple Spur Horse Ranch, gathered his men together in the bunkhouse. Most of the ranch hands were still on their cots, trying to shake off the sleepiness. Others were leaning against the walls in various stages of dress. All of them were sticky with sweat. It didn't matter what time of day or night, the bunkhouse always smelled like a musty footlocker. Turner cleared his throat in the universal means to get everyone's attention.
The sun will be up in a half hour, boys, and I want this conversation over before the day begins. And the only regret I have about Josh's ranch burning down is that I had nothing to do with it. I offered to buy Josh's stock, but he's got this peculiar idea of rebuilding the J-Bar-S. I will never be second to that Indian-loving son of a bitch again.
Turner pulled on his waistband the way his father used to after handing out a licking.
What I say now does not go outside of these walls. Any man who repeats these words, I will bury.
Turner stared at the faces all around him. Those who had been groggy were wide awake now.
Josh is the reason those Indians became a threat.